Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This podcast is brought to you by
No One.
Yes, Checo, P1. Yes. Lance, P3, Checo, Lance, P3.
Good job, guys. Luis, asegúrate que Checo está viendo la carrera, por favor.
On the Parkit in My Firme show this week, shock horror. As the racing start time changes, Pierre Gasly catches that damn Rona in Dubai. Rio has given up all hope of destroying the rainforest and building an F1 circuit. Mercedes announces their reveal date. Does that mean Hamilton's contract is sorted? The top five radio calls from the 2020 season and the way too early pecking order. Of the F1 drivers. Ooh, is that a special secret interview with one of the Formula One drivers? Probably, maybe later on I've got organised. What a huge show today, but now it's time to hand the mic over to the MC of the evening, the big pimp daddy, the main man, my bae, Mr. David Croft. Take it away, Crofty.
It's lights out and away we go.
Once a week, one man emerges from the pit lane to deliver all the news, discussion, and results of Formula One. Well, that time has arrived. Sit back, relax, for the Park It In My Firme show. Here is your host, Caldy.
Is right, it is I, Caldy, back once again with the Park It In My Firme show, the show talking all things Formula One. What's that? You want to talk NASCAR? No. You want to talk IndyCar? No. What about V8 supercars? No, you idiot. Formula 2? Maybe, kinda. But we are talking all things Formula One. This week on the show, the race times have been changed for Formula One and everyone is losing their damn minds. Pierre Gasly has been hit with the Rona. Mercedes announced their reveal date and we talk about day number 324,613 of Lewis Hamilton's contract. Along with that is the top 5 radio calls from the 2020 season, as well as the way too early to predict pecking order of the F1 drivers. Plus a super secret guest interview with the most exciting driver on the grid. I can't wait. I'm sure this isn't clickbait at all and it will definitely happen. But as always, if you want to catch up on any of the older episodes, head to the podcast listening streaming service thingamajig. Not right now, of course. You stay put. How dare you? Just wait a little bit. Head there later. Maybe sit in a dark room. Light a candle. Wear something sexy. You know I am. And let the tones of my voice soothe your soul. As we talk all things F1, where to look you ask? How dare you? I'm clearly on all the platforms. Spotify, iTunes, Overcast, iHeartRadio, and many, 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 many more. Head over to parkitinmyfirme.com. Listen to them there. as well as right into the show. You know what it's about. What about the socials? Pfft. Of course we got the socials. Got socials coming out of our ears. Facebook, Insta, Twitter, I'm there. Slide in the DMs. You know I'm waiting for you. I welcome the intruders. But that's enough. Let's talk Formula One. And of course we start with the news. News. Cody, Formula One news. Pocket in my Fermi, Formula One news. It's the pimp news, pimp news. Didn't steal this, it's definitely the pimp news, pimp news, pimp news coming through your ears right now. Pocket in my Fermi, Formula One news, pimp news, yeah. Oh, that's right. We went all out on the intro for that 100% original too. But we don't just stop there with the sweet, sweet sounds. No, no, no. Bring on our news music. Whistle man, start blowing. Now, it was announced this week that the start times of the races won't be 10 past the hour anymore. That time frame apparently infuriated the FIA and they weren't happy with this, along with many other people involved in F1, as it meant there was a lot more pre-race ceremonies added in the recent seasons, them including the national anthem, but along with that was the pre-race anti-racism messages. But the problem wasn't F1 being against those things. No. Don't get it twisted. It was more the timing of when to open the pit lane. Let the drivers make their way to the grid. This came into effect a few years ago when Liberty Media took control of F1 in 2018 and moved the races away from the traditional 2 p.m. start times and fucked it all up. They were trying to appeal to the US market but wanted the race to start 10 past the hour to assist broadcasters with pre-race events. End of the day, boo-hoo, who cares, move on. Free practices 1 and 2 will be reduced from 90 minutes to 60. I am for that. It means more cars on the track at any one time during free practice and we get a smidge of action before the race, which I'm all for every day of the week. Next news. Now, the man, the iconic one, Pierre Gasly himself, got the Rona. The Italian GP winner from last year was probably still celebrating up to his nuts and some guts, if you don't mind, in Dubai when the Frenchman driver tested positive for the coronavirus. Pierre Gasly. Let's listen to that win once more.
Gasly wins the Italian Grand Prix! Oh my, is that just wonderful!
Oh my God! What did you do?
What did you do?
You know what? You did it! Oh my God! Oh my God, guys, we did it again! Oh my God, yes!
P1, Kev! P1!
We just won the race!
David beats Goliath.
Now we hope he has a speedy recovery as he joins a whole host of other F1 drivers and personalities that have contracted the virus. It's leaving Hülkenberg to sit back and lick his lips at the chance to have another drive. Make sure you mark off Pierre Gasly on your coronavirus bingo cards. We are all so close to hitting that jackpot. Now let's move on. More news to come. Now, about a month or so ago, we reported that Sao Paulo has been successful in securing a contract to host the GP for the next 5 seasons. And that's despite the local authorities and judges believing that this could put the city in a little itty-bitty bit of a recession and financial strife. But even earlier than that, it was announced that the Rio de Janeiro Brazilian government was clearing rainforest to create a brand new Formula One circuit. Now, this has obviously upset a majority of the fans, teams, and drivers who are against this. Lewis Hamilton has publicly stated that he is against the cutting down of a forest for a racetrack. And when the face of your sport says that, it's kind of a big deal. The mayor, Eduardo Paes, said on Twitter, "We are officially giving up the construction of Rio International Circuit in the Camoata forest area." So, we're sticking with Interlagos for the foreseeable future, and I am all for that. Lastly, Mercedes announced their reveal date, the 2nd of March. Everybody get excited. Normally I wouldn't give two shits about the reveal day, but because Lewis Hamilton hasn't smothered the contract in his John Hancock, we are eagerly awaiting the reveal, as surely it wouldn't be doing this without having locked up their two drivers for the season. One of the driver's seats at Mercedes is the only seat remaining for the 2021 lineup. I'm still under the impression it's a done deal and they are just dragging it out because they're all eating it up. They are clearly just fucking with us. But that is going to do it for the news. What do you think? Now it is time for
Cody's Top 5.
This time, it's the top 5 radio calls from the 2020 season. I love a bit of drama on the airways, and the drama that occurs on these team radios just add to the excitement on the track. So let's take a stroll down memory lane. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the top 5 radio calls from the 2020 season. Number 5.
5.
I'm going to get a bit of hate for this, but I'm putting him up that low. Lewis Hamilton, after winning a record-equaling Drivers' World Championship, he had a special message for the fans out there, in particular the kids. As an emotional Hamilton went the blub on the radio, and this time it wasn't about the tyres. As the new knight of the circuit, Sir Lewis equaled Michael Schumacher for the most world championships and let it all out in a spirited message. Let's take a listen.
The world championship record is equaled. Lewis Hamilton wins the Turkish Grand Prix and is a 7-time champion of the world.
Mate, you have got to be proud of that. What an awesome drive.
Thank you so much, guys. That's for all the kids out there who dream the impossible. You can do it too, man. I believe in you guys. Thank you so much, everyone, for your support.
Number 4.
4.
Lance Stroll, daddy's boy. He had a big day out on the wet track in Turkey, out qualifying the field and his first ever podium for the Pink Racing Point. Daddy might finally be proud of his little boy, but before absolutely shitting the bed and finishing down in the points during the race, he had the lap of a lifetime in qualifying. The only one to hear were those magical words over the radio.
Stroll crosses the line and he does go pole. 147.7. Lance Stroll is on pole for the first time in his career.
Said P1. P1.
Yes, boys! Let's go! Let's go! Yes!
Brad, I want to hear you say it, mate. That's pole position. I want to hear you say it!
That's pole position, Lance. Pole position.
Let's go!
Number 3.
3.
Lando Norris. The young man was celebrating a milestone, and all the man wanted was someone to sing him happy birthday. He mastered tears with laughter, but can someone please sing him a damn happy birthday song? He may need to wait until B-Day 22 before Danny Rick serenades him on the airways.
And there's no one here to sing with me and embarrass myself, so I'm just going to say happy birthday, mate.
Cheers, Will. Appreciate it. Actually, can you sing it?
We're doing a pit stop, so I can't. I'm sorry.
Number 2, Pierre Gasly.
2.
Now,
1.
We've heard it already this episode. Iconic. The win. The man. The race. It was amazing. What did we just do? You stole my heart. That's what you just did, you gorgeous man.
Pierre Gasly wins the Italian Grand Prix. Oh my, oh my. Is that just wonderful?
Oh my God. What did you do?
What did you do?
Did you do it? You did it! Oh my God. Oh my God, guys, we did it again. Oh my God, yes!
P1, Kev, P1.
We just won the race.
David beats Goliath.
And the number one, you could see it coming a mile away. The number one, radio call of the 2020 season, Carlos Sainz. You already know. Sit back, relax, and enjoy. That's all you need to do. That's all that needs to be said, because he's a smooth operator. He will sing for us just one more time. Smooth operator.
The honor is mine, and for one last time,
I will sing for you. Smooth operator.
Smooth operator.
Now it's time to bring on the special guest. Now, he's been looking forward to this for some time. I don't need much of an introduction. He's very, very... He's just about to call into the show. I've got the phone in my hand now, Mr. I don't even want to say his name. But you know him, Mr. Nini Ricciardo. Big fan of the show. He's been listening for... I'm just expecting his call any second. Now he has said he's in a bit of a spot where he might not be able to get good reception. But he promises he listens, so he said he will give me a call. Let's just have a look. Okay, let's just have a look. Oh, here he comes. Alright, he's dialing in. That's clear. Unstaged ringtone. One sec. Hello, Daddy. Yeah, I'm excited too. It is your boy Cody. How are you? What's that? Can't make it. What? Daddy, what? Yeah. What? Doing another interview with another podcast. Danny, we talked about this. I'm your number one fan. Come on. I'm recording right now. The fans, they're waiting. Next week? Okay. All right. I'll talk to you next week. I love you too. Big fan of yours as well. I know you are. You download all the episodes. ParkItInMyFurbo.com. Like the Facebook page, Insta, Twitter. Definitely not a plug. Of course. Subscribe. All right. I will. I guess we'll talk to you next week. All right. I look forward to interviewing you too. All right, see ya. Well, I have to apologise to the fans, as you can clearly see. Daniel Ricciardo, he's a busy man. He's just got another podcast to do at the moment, so I can't interview him today. But you heard him? You did hear? He's definitely calling in next week, and we'll have that deed up for you on the parking in my face. So you've got to make sure you subscribe. Just make sure. Definitely not a fake call. Definitely not. Not a fake call. Yep. Cool. He'll be here next week. Check it out. Now, we had a look at the teams last week. This week it's the driver's turn. We will look at the top 10. Way too early pecking order. Picking! For the F1 drivers. We set out the list of the top 10 drivers going into the 2021 season. Take the off-season moves into consideration, if there were some, the end of the 2020 season, and how strong I think their season will start in Bahrain in only a few weeks' time. Oh, a couple of months. But I'm getting excited. No, month and a half. Oh, she's sneaking up. So without further ado, let's get started. Number 10, Charles Leclerc. Scrapes into the top 10, only based on what he did with that wreck of a car last season. All reports suggest that this year it's going to be much of the same, but if he can equal what he did last year, with this year and another horrible car, he will have succeeded. After all, he did manage to podium with that car in the first race of last season and just miss out on a Turkey podium last year by being pipped by teammate Sebastian Vettel on the final corner. Number 9, George Russell. Georgie boy, he drives a lemon and he squeezes every bit of juice from it like a single teenage boy alone in his bedroom. No points in the Williams, but still manages to impress. I think I've put him at number 9 just from the Saturday performances alone in that qualifier. Mr. Saturday is what they call him. Now it's number 8. Carlos Sainz, the smooth operator, comes in at number 8. He would have been much higher, but feel the off-season move hurt him rather than help him. Hopefully in the long term, Ferrari can turn it around, but at the moment, the red menace on the track is going backwards. He raced very well, in the McLaren, outperforming Lando Norris. And would have been much higher on the list ahead of Lando if it wasn't for the move, because number 7, Lando Norris. Now, the young stud arguably underperformed in the McLaren, but did enough to help secure the team a third place in the Constructors. And I think another teammate pushing him to the limit will do nothing but help him in the form of Danny Ric. So let's hope he has a good 2021. Now, number 6. I could help a bit of flack for this. Valtteri Bottas. Vettori all the way down at number 6 in arguably the second best car. He underperforms in that car he has. But the car he has is a fucking unit. Now, he still had great results in 2020, but he can only climb on the list if he brings it to Hamilton and doesn't sit back and coast like we all think he is doing. Number 5, Pierre Gasly. What did we do? What did we fucking do, Pierre? One of the most iconic wins from the last season. He raced well. He raced with a chip on his shoulder, and I loved it. Still pissed off at Red Bull, I fear. I expect him to continue that form he had in 2020 and can see many, many more podiums for 2021. I reckon he'll get a couple at least. Number 4, Daniel Ricciardo. Danny Ric performed his heart out at Renault. Cyril got to get the ink as a result, but the shoey swigging larrikin is taking his talents to McLaren, and I think this was a brilliant move. I predict 2 or more wins for the Australian in the season to come. Wins. I can't wait to be jumping up and down, ripping the RM Williams boot off my soul, pouring some liquid gold, that's beer, not urine, and slamming that one back like I'm Stone Cold Steve Austin after handing out a couple of stunners. Number 3, Sergio Perez. Mr. Consistency. Sergio is number 3. Moved from Racing Point, aka Force India, aka Aston Martin, to Red Bull. Now, Red Bull have a lineup that will send a shiver down Mercedes' spine. It's not going to be as easy for them to win the whole damn thing. And now with 2 red-hot drivers that love a win and a podium, they'll be pulling up the points and putting the pressure on each and every weekend. So you know what's happening. Number 2, Maxi Boy Verstappen. Number 2, the man podiumed in every race he finished but one of the 2020 season. He has the form. He has the desire. I think he puts it to Hamilton all season. I really do. As long as Red Bull can give him a car that's not going to crash out or someone crash into him, I don't think it's going to be a one-sided as it was last year. Watch out, Sir Lewis. Now number 1. Sir Lewis Hamilton, number 1. He is the GOAT. He wins the races. He is the great one. There is no disputing it, and it's clear. He is the number 1 driver out there, and that's why he is number 1 on the way too early driver pecking order. What do you think? Head to the socials, let me know. But that's what I've got. Now, I'll be updating this regularly. We'll be doing this every few weeks during the season, tracking how the drivers are going and seeing who is consistently impressing and what drivers need to pull their damn finger out. Take one and pass it on. And I'm talking about the tissues because it's the saddest part of the week. It's the time we must say goodbye. Another show comes to an end, but we are inching ever closer to the beginning of that Formula One season for 2021. Bahrain, come at me. I'm a little bit excited. My pants are shrinking as I speak. That's how excited I'm getting. But alas, we are here. So to get non-stop call to action, penetrating your ears with a soothing, soul-searching voice, you head across to parkitinmyferme.com, download all the podcasts, all of them. I'm also on Spotify, iTunes, and the lot. Also, Insta, Facebook, and Twitter. Slide into the DMs. You slide into them, all you're going to find is this chunky, hunky man sitting there, laid back, greeting you with open arms. And as always, we will be back next week, but alas, thank you so much for listening, and I'll catch you on the next episode.
Thanks for listening.
Podcast Network.